Time now to take five for your community, a service of the Emerald Place and Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy. And today we have Stacy Beard, Mary Rowe Dimel, and Jane Ann Beard with us from the Davies County 4-H. That's what we're going to talk about today. 4-H. Hi, ladies.
Hello.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in, Stacy. We got to get you a lot closer there. 4-H possibilities is what we're talking about today. And Stacy, this is a project that you're working on with a fellow 4-H'er, right?
Correct. It started out with the Davies County Leadership Program, and this is our program that we've kind of went from there.
What is 4-H possibilities? What's this all about?
It's basically for kids grades 3 through 12, and we're reaching out to kids with special needs. We basically wanted 4-H to become an opportunity for all ages and everybody within the county.
That's awesome. And Mary, that's kind of where you come into play, because tell us a little bit about your job, what you do.
I'm the director of Davies Martin Special Education Co-op. I've been involved in 4-H probably for more than 40 years, so The two things kind of merge my goal for Davies County. Davies County, I want to be an inclusive community for all students, even students with disabilities and special needs, and just to promote that everyone has possibilities and they can do 4-H just like anyone else. So I was more than welcome to be on board with this.
Absolutely. What a great idea, too. Hats off for coming up with this. So what does this mean? Is there any kind of anything special then you're gearing towards these particular 4-H'ers, or how does this work exactly?
We're basically starting out with a workshop on Wednesday, June 21st, and we're offering a lot of different areas of 4-H. So there'll be crafts, foods, they're going to do a garden project, there'll be animals, sewing, and just some different activities for the kids to do to start with at this workshop.
And Mary, you know firsthand, this is right up a lot of the students you work with every day. It's right up their alley.
That's right. That's right. And so they're going to shine in this, I believe. So, and it's good that the community can see what they can do.
And if folks are listening out there this morning and they want to get involved with the 4-H Possibilities Day, give us the times and the location and the date again and when it's going to be.
It's going to be Wednesday, June 21st. From 12:30 to 4:30, and registration will start at 12:15. We're doing this at the Washington 4-H grounds, so Eastside Park. And then we just ask that people call into the extension office to pre-register by June 15th, if possible.
Now, what is required for those that are coming on this day?
There's a $5 registration fee.
Get your microphone over there, Jane.
It's a $5 registration fee, and everything else will be provided for them that day. Not only will we be doing this on the 21st, but they're going to be special guests at a tour during the 4-H show, so they can come be special guests of the group again.
And what age groups are we talking about here again?
Grades 3 through 12.
Grades 3 through 12 can participate, and no prior 4-H experience is necessary, right?
Right. This is really, as Stacy said, it's an introduction in a to the 4-H program, and to let them know that it's an inclusive program, and we're trying to promote the 4-H program to them and the benefits of belonging.
And, you know, we've said this before, Jane Ann, so many times 4-H is kind of, people think of 4-H as farming and the farming agriculture community, but 4-H is for absolutely everyone.
It truly is. There's an expression, it's not all cows and cooking. So it's truly for, you do not have to live on a farm, you do not have to have livestock.
And what's the number to call there at the office to pre-register for this again?
254-8668.
And you're already starting to work on the big 4-H show, which you'll be here before you know it, right?
I think we're about 6 weeks or less away from that date, yes.
It'll be here before you know it, the Davies County 4-H show. The dates are this year, July 12th is when it kicks off,
I believe. Yes, July 12th is our first event.
And then it wraps up with the big auction, which is July
21st, I believe, on a Friday.
So look forward to that at the 4-H grounds at Eastside Park. Get involved with 4-H. We cannot stress that enough. 4-H Possibilities Day, again, just a reminder that everyone can participate, even those with special needs. We certainly encourage you to get out and get involved with the 4-H program. The Possibilities Day is going to be Wednesday, June 21st, 12:30 to 4:30. At the 4-H grounds at Eastside Park in Washington. It's for any youth between the ages of grades 3 through 12. And again, to pre-register, contact the office at 254-8668. They'd like to have a count by June 15th so they know how many to plan for. Anything else we need to throw in there, guys? Really a neat event, and thanks so much for coming in to tell us about it this morning. We appreciate visiting with you on Take 5 today.
Thank you.
Take 5, a service of the Emerald Place and Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy.